Campaign 68, direct from Chicago's International Amphitheater, the Democratic National Convention.
With President Lyndon Johnson on the sidelines and an open seat in the White House, the Democrats were tasked with finding a challenger to Richard Nixon, who had won the Republican presidential nomination in Miami Beach 3 weeks earlier.
The Democratic Party was in shambles, to put it politely. Robert Kennedy had been assassinated. Eugene McCarthy had run on a heavy anti-war campaign that had alienated a lot of the more conservative Southern Democrats, as well as kind of the old guard.
Andy Barbero is an historian at Pensacola State College and an authority on 1960s America.
I choose not simply to run for president. I seek to lead a great nation.
Vice President Hubert Humphrey emerged as the nominee, which was considered to be a nod to the New Deal Democrats from the 30s and 40s, along with continuing support of the war in Vietnam, which Humphrey later opposed.
And so Humphrey's was the only kind of candidate that the old guard would really support.
If only it had been that easy. One of the major disputes in the run-up to the convention was the seating of the party delegates. Some of that had racial overtones.
There were issues regarding the Mississippi Freedom Party with the Southern delegates. It was a party divided within itself, and the only person that was going to be able to get enough votes to get the candidate was going to be Humphrey.
Humphrey entered the race too late to take part in any primaries. Instead, he relied on favorite son candidates to help him win delegates. He also lobbied for endorsements from powerful bosses within the Democratic Party, including LBJ and Chicago Mayor Richard Daley.
Particularly in terms of Johnson trying to get his vice president to kind of keep the party loyalists together. Daley, he's got his own ambitions. Daley wants Chicago to be the center of Democratic politics. Chicago is very much a pro-union town. Humphreys is the overwhelming union candidate.
After selecting Maine Senator Edmund Muskie as his running mate, Humphrey used his acceptance speech to call for unity.
That each and every one of us in our own way should once again reaffirm to ourselves and our posterity that we love this nation. We love America.
Winning the presidency, Humphrey told the delegates, was not to be seen as a compact on extremism.
And either we achieve true justice in our land, or we shall doom ourselves to a terrible exhaustion of body and spirit. That the American people will stand up, that they will stand up for justice and fair play.
Amid the party business, there was violence, both inside and outside the International Amphitheater. CBS News correspondent Dan Rather was jumped by security guards while trying to interview a Georgia delegate who was being escorted out of the building. CBS anchorman Walter Cronkite watched from his broadcast booth high above the floor.
And what is your name, sir? Take your hands off of me.
Dan Rather.
Unless you intend to arrest me, don't push me, please. I'm sorry to be out of breath, but somebody belted me in his stomach doing that.
I think we've got a bunch of thugs here, Dan.
The party loyalists and the people that were working for them didn't want any part of that. It was really one of several kind of things that backlashed against the Democratic Party at that convention.
Meanwhile, an anti-war demonstration was underway at Lincoln Park, about 5 miles from the convention center. The event was organized by the Yippies, the Youth International Party.
Left-wing Marxists that is the brainchild of two men, Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin. Their goal in 1968 at the Democratic National Convention is to point out the hypocrisy within the Democratic Party and its support of the Vietnam War.
Chicago cops in helmets with billy clubs and tear gas converged on the demonstrators, joined by troops from the Illinois National Guard in full battle dress. The scene was broadcast on live TV.
And the police clearing off the sidewalks in front of the Hilton. Persistent chanting by the crowd, the whole world is watching.
Later, Daley claimed to have called in the massive police and guard force because of reports indicating possible assassination plots targeting him and other leaders. He spoke in defense of the city's police force.
This administration and the people of Chicago have never and will condone brutality at any time. But they will never permit a lawless, violent group of terrorists to menace the lives of millions of people, destroy the purpose of this national convention, and take over the streets of Chicago.
Afterward, the demonstrators believed most Americans would side with them over what had happened regarding police behavior. didn't happen. Polls showed the majority supported Daley's tactics, and many believe that the chaos in Chicago paved the way for Richard Nixon's election 2.5 months later. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.